During his 2011 State of the Union address, President Obama called innovation the key to America's rebuilding and growth in the century ahead. Innovation is simply doing something that's new that works. Entrepreneur and author Stephen Johnson says all of human progress depends on innovation and creativity.
It's important for all of us, and whatever our field is, there's lots of room for new ideas. And there's no kind of occupation that can't be improved with innovative thinking.
To discover the secrets of innovation, Johnson interviewed a group of innovative people, including entrepreneurs, software designers, artists, and musicians, like composer Brian Eno.
I talked to him a little bit about how he works, and I was like, how do you get the band to be more creative with their work? And one of the great things that he does is that when he sits down in the studio to start working on an album, he often has the bands switch up their instruments.
At first, when the drummer plays guitar and the keyboardist plays violin, Eno admits they sound pretty bad. However, at the end, the process is liberating.
They end up generating these kind of new sounds and new ways of playing together that they wouldn't have gotten to otherwise. And I thought that was just a great kind of metaphor for what you want to do in your own life. So, you know, go and try things that you haven't tried before, and don't worry about sounding bad, because what may happen is that you're taken to some new place.
Being open to new things has helped Edo, a design and innovation firm based in California, expand around the world. Johnson interviewed Edo co-founder Tom Kelly, who told him every Monday morning, the top managers get together for their weekly meeting.
That meeting for 20 years has started with show and tell. People are asked to kind of present interesting things that they stumbled across that weekend. Someone will say, hey, I went to see this, you know, movie with my kids last night, or have you guys seen this new game that, you know, my kids are playing? Or like, I went to this art gallery the other day and it was really interesting. And Tom said it ends up triggering all these new associations, and there's something, you know, unpredictable about it, and that leads to new ideas for their actual business.
Johnson shares such conversations about creativity in his new book, The Innovator's Cookbook. It also includes 9 essays written by leading business researchers who consider the qualities that allow creativity to flourish and what can kill it.
Absolutely possible to kill creativity. In fact, it seems to be more common inside most workplaces for the work environment to undermine creativity, to kill it, rather than to stimulate it and keep it alive.
In her essay, Harvard Business School's Teresa Amabile, co-author of The Progress Principle, reviews the guidelines for fostering innovation in the workplace.
First of all, people need to feel that they have some degree of autonomy in what they're doing. They also need to feel personally involved in what they're doing, that they find it in some way interesting, satisfying, enjoyable, personally challenging. When people are in that mindset, they're much more likely to come up with new and useful ideas. People also have to feel that across the organization, they have encouragement for coming up with new ideas, that there are mechanisms for developing new ideas and for learning from problems that inevitably occur when you're trying to do something different.
Creative minds also need collaboration, adds Johnson.
You know, you think about Apple, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak founding that company, very different people. Brilliant engineer and a brilliant kind of visionary and salesman. Two totally different kinds of minds, and they needed each other.
Stephen Johnson hopes the Innovator's Cookbook will provide the recipes for new ideas and inventions. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.